BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
You're listening to Monday's episode of The Archers from BBC Radio 4.
Alice? Alice? Hello? It's me, Alice. Jacob. Are you all right in there?
Okay, I'm coming.
What's happened?
Oh, Kate was so worried about you.
Why?
You need to call the nursery.
Martha, is she okay?
Yep, yeah, Kate's at the nursery with her.
Well, has there been an accident?
No, it's nothing like that. Kate's gone to pick her up.
Yeah, I know. I asked her if she wouldn't mind picking her up for me. I'm not feeling myself. Look, is Martha okay, Jacob?
You forgot to tell the nursery that she'd be collecting her.
What? Did I?
They won't let Martha leave with Kate until you contact them.
I really thought something terrible had happened the way you were banging on the door.
Well, Kate thought something terrible had happened to you when you weren't answering your phone. And when she called Lillian, she said you'd called in sick.
Right, yeah. Sorry, I must have left it on silent. I'll call them now.
You shouldn't have any problems with the till if you're used to the one at the orangery, but make sure you get the right portion sizes for the different shaped cakes. If we all do it differently, then we can run out before the afternoon sometimes. And Natasha is very hot on consistent portioning.
Yeah, that's the same as the orangery.
So, no harm going over it again. If it's a square cake, like this one, we usually get 8 portions out of it, but the round ones, no more than 6.
Oh, I could get 8 portions out of that one, no bother. That's how I do it at the orangery. Shall I show you how?
Chelsea, I thought I was the one showing you the ropes. Oh, why don't you have a go at serving Robert? See if you got the hang of things.
I do know how to serve a customer. I'm the one that gets the good reviews for excellent customer service at the orangery.
This isn't the orangery, Chelsea. Nice to see you, Robert.
And you, Emma. Chelsea.
All right.
Chelsea's going to get you what you want today. She's going to be working here, so I'm just showing her the ropes.
Right. What can I get you, Robert?
Just a tea then, please.
We've got a wide selection of loose leaf organic teas. Green tea, a peach, a lemon, a peppermint blend. Oh, I bet you're an Earl Grey type, am I right, Robert, eh?
When a customer asks for tea, it's usually just breakfast tea they want. Isn't that right, Robert?
But it's good to have a choice though, isn't it?
Only if the customer asks you to go through what we've got.
You know what, I think I'll have a cappuccino instead.
Take a seat, Robert. Chelsea will bring it over to you.
Do you want cake with your cappuccino? I can recommend the coffee and walnut. Or is that too much caffeine? And what about triple chocolate cheesecake instead?
Just a cappuccino, please.
With chocolate on top, that right?
No, thank you.
Sweet enough, are you, Robert?
Grab a table. Won't be a minute.
Thank you.
Don't pressurise the customer.
Well, we always ask if they want cake with their drink at the orangery.
You still haven't told me, you know.
Told you what?
Why you chose this job instead of the one at the ball.
Well, I don't want to work with family.
But we're cousins, Chelsea.
Yeah, but you'll be gone next week.
I am coming back, you know.
And you won't be able to boss me around like Mum would have done.
Huh. Well, she wouldn't have bossed you around.
Oh, you want to bet? She wouldn't be able to help herself just how she is. She'd interfere with how I was doing things all the time. You got to stop family telling you what to do. I mean, look at Will trying to dress you and Ed in those daft fleeces. I mean, ultimate arboriculture. No, you need to nip that one in the bud.
Yes, of course. Thank you. And again, apologies. That's kind of you. Thanks. Bye. Thanks for the phone, Jacob. All done. They're going to let her go with Kate now. My mobile has got to be here somewhere. Can't have just disappeared.
And Kate was really worried about you, Alice.
I know, and I'm so sorry. I can see why now.
She was convinced something had happened to you.
And you had to go to all this trouble racing round here like this. I am grateful, you know. I just can't think where I put the wretched thing. I always know where it is as a rule.
Well, it's got to be somewhere.
Yeah, somewhere obvious, probably.
The main thing is you're okay.
I really don't know how I could have forgotten to let the nursery know, though.
Chris wasn't answering either.
Kate called Chris.
His phone was switched off.
Oh, good.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, good that Chris wasn't worried unnecessarily too.
Huh.
Oh, I think I must need a break more than I realise. Probably why I've come down with this virus thing. I was out like a log when you were knocking.
Alice, it's under the table.
What is it?
Your phone. It's under the coffee table.
Oh, how did it get there?
The ringing should have woken you up.
Well, yeah, must have left it on silent after this morning's lesson at the stables. But
Lillian told Kate you'd not been in today.
Yeah, of course. This virus thing, it's giving me brain fog. I don't know what day it is.
You don't seem quite yourself. Do you need me to get you anything before I go? Like a hot drink?
No. Oh, I'll take a couple of painkillers and give it a few hours, and then I'll pick Martha up. Look, thanks again for all your help.
Alice, I think I should make you a coffee.
No, you need to get off. I've already wasted too much of your time. I'm fine, really.
You're not fine, Alice.
Well, I will be when I have those painkillers.
This is difficult.
What is?
I can see that you're not telling me the whole truth here.
Sorry?
I can see the wine bottle, Alice.
Well, I know what it looks like, but actually...
It was
only the one.
Only the one bottle, you mean?
But it really wasn't. I knocked the bottle over, that's all.
What, and then hid it behind a cushion?
Well, you don't think I drank the whole bottle, do you?
You drank enough to forget your child.
Well, I didn't forget Martha Jacob. I just forgot the final arrangement. I knew she was at nursery and I knew Kate was going to collect her. I knew she was safe. It's not as though I left her alone in a playground, is it?
Right, if you just lift your elbows, Robert, I can clean that bit of spilt coffee up for you.
It's not bothering me.
We've got to keep everything clean. Oh, if you just move those papers out of the way too. Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Hey, you're really into what you're reading, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
You haven't looked up for ages.
It's an ancient mystery game Linda bought me for Christmas, and I just haven't had the time to solve it yet. Oh. Well, that's what I've been telling myself. You think you've cracked it, follow the next thing, and you find yourself right back to where you started. Mm. I know I'm just missing that vital clue, but I can't put my finger on it.
Well, how about another cappuccino to help you find it?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Ah, well, do you want to pass me your empty coffee cup, then?
Right, okay.
Thanks. Got to keep the table nice for you.
Well, yes, thank you.
No problem at all, Robert. Now, is it time for that slice of cake?
I'm really fine, thank you, Chelsea.
Well, you won't solve your problem if you're hungry.
I just need a bit of quiet to concentrate.
Is it noisy at Ambridge Hall?
No, it's very peaceful there.
Oh, it's getting a bit busy now here, isn't it?
Is it?
It always gets busy around now.
Well, I certainly don't want to take up a table if you need it for someone else.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that, Robert. Though, that is really kind of you. Not all customers are so considerate.
Oh, okay, I'll be heading home then, shall I?
Oh, and good luck solving the mystery. If anyone can do it, you can.
Yes. Right, well...
See you soon, Robert.
Hey, Mick just texted me, asking if I want a spare ticket for a gig on Sunday with Joy. I think he's in the doghouse for not wanting to go with her. I told him it sounds more like Fallon's cup of tea than mine. And anyway, I'll be away on my course then.
Whatevs. Did you see what I just did?
What?
Only gave the perfect demonstration of how to deal with a single cup table hogger.
I don't think I'm going to like this, am I?
I do it at Lower Loxley all the time.
Right.
Right, you start by hovering over the table... And if that don't work, you wipe down the table they're sitting at. Then, if they still don't get the message, you ask them to pass you their cup. You have to get them looking at the empty cup, see? And then you say, is there anything else you want me to get you?
Hold on a minute, Chelsea. You didn't tell Robert to leave, did you?
No, of course not. I just planted the idea in his head.
Oh, that's not on. Robert's a regular.
It's a problem. The table's free for someone who will actually buy something now.
You can come in here and start alienating the customers.
Yeah, but he won't buy anything.
That's not the point.
But it is.
He came in because he likes the atmosphere. He likes to come in and take his time.
Sorry, Emma. I was just thinking about the business.
I don't think that was very kind.
And I think you might not recognise the place when you come back from hugging trees or whatever it is you're learning to do.
Yeah, that's exactly what worries me.
If it's only a blip, then I really don't understand why you don't want Kate to know.
Because I'm protecting her.
From what?
From going through all the stress of worrying about me when it really isn't necessary.
But talking things through has stopped things spiralling out of control before, hasn't it?
But nothing is spiralling out of control, Jakob.
It looks like it might be about to.
It won't. Look, I promise you, it was a one-off.
But surely you need to tap into your support network right away. You know, stop anything escalating.
Yes, you're right.
I am, yes.
So, as soon as you've gone, I'm going to call my buddy, Lisa.
I thought you were supposed to call your buddy before you had a drink.
Well, that would have been better. But it's just caught me unawares, that's all. I thought I was coping okay, but clearly I'm not. Look, there's been a lot going on, but I'm going to sort this out right now.
No, I won't lie to Kate.
But I'm not asking you to. I'm asking you to look after her, to stop her from worrying herself sick about something that isn't a thing. She doesn't need the stress. Situations like this are exactly what Lisa's there for. It really is a one-off.
Would it have remained a one-off if I hadn't come round?
Of course. Jakob, look, you're turning this into something it isn't.
No, I'm worried about you, Alice.
Splitting up with Harry must have affected me more than I realised.
No, it can't have been easy, but she's the best person to talk to about relationship struggles.
Well, it's all got on top of me. I can see that now.
But there'll always be something, won't there?
Well, I'm not trying to make excuses, but there was all the drama with Fallon and Harrison as well.
Well, Harry has to take responsibility for his own actions.
No, I know he does, but it's left me without my best friend. It's going to take a lot for Fallon to be there for me again.
I can see you've been through a lot.
And it's Mum, too. I've missed her. Really missed her not being around. I've never felt her not being here as much as I have these last few months. And I haven't shared that with the family, and I won't, because I don't want to upset them.
Alice, everything you're saying tells me that it's critical you talk to your family about what happened today.
No, because that would lead to Chris having to know, and I can't risk Martha being taken away from me.
Well, that's not likely to happen, is it? Not from a blip.
If Chris found out, he might decide I'm not fit to look after her, especially after forgetting to call the nursery.
I'm sure he wouldn't.
But how can you be sure? I can't take the risk. You can understand that, can't you?
Well, yeah, I can see.
Oh, thank you. It would destroy me to lose her.
Yeah, I do understand that, of course.
Kate is really lucky to have you, Jakob. Do you know that?
And you'll call your buddy?
I'll call her as soon as you go and get everything back on track. You've really helped me today, more than you realise.
You do know I'll have to keep a close eye on things.
You mean a close eye on me?
And if I have any concerns...
No, today has been the wake-up call I needed.
Right. Well, if you're sure...
Yeah, I'm sure.
Well, I'd better get back to work.
And Jakob, thank you.
Alice, I really don't know about this.
Thank you for trusting me. It means everything.